Proclamation number 4433, dated the September 15th, 1948. Final battle. Frankly professing Christ before the world. War will be declared on everything of a spiritual nature during the last days before the end. Thereby you will recognize which hour has struck on the clock of the world and that the day is drawing to a close. Then you can expect considerable commotion as a result of the rigorous measures taken by the worldly authorities. You will be beleaguered with questions and threats about your attitude towards Christ and faith in general. They will not shy away from watching you, from eavesdropping on your conversations, and will take you to court for your words and actions. That is the time when you must profess me openly and speak without fear about how you think and feel about me. This open admission is what I require as evidence of your affiliation with me. I myself certainly know how you think and feel in your heart. Nevertheless, it is a final battle in which a separation of the goats from the sheep shall take place. And this final battle must be openly conducted so that the battle itself becomes evident, so that the opponent's guilt clearly emerges before the world in order to push the undecided into a decision due to the believers as well as their enemies' conduct. The battle will only last a short time and will happen everywhere, albeit in different ways. Heartlessness will always fight against love. The material world will mock and intimidate the spiritual world. Two camps will be distinctly recognizable wherever the teaching of Christ has been accepted and where the divine teaching of love is the principle of what is preached to people and what they're required to believe. For this reason, the apostasy from me will be clearly discernible in the whole world. But where the Christian teaching of love is widespread, the battle of faith will proceed extremely ferociously, and that will be the end. At this time you humans have no idea how the forthcoming events will proceed and, therefore, it seems incredible to you. Nevertheless, it will happen as I proclaim to you through my spirit. And the time is so near that it would scare you were you to know the day and hour of destruction. And yet you should not worry, for your loyalty to me will also assure you my full protection and supply of any strength so that you will be able to stand firm, and the knowledge of it will make you confident and strong in faith, so that you will survive the time, particularly since I will shorten the days, so that you will become blessed. Amen.